After a long, hard winter like the one we just had, people can't wait to get outside and enjoy a festival. Whether it's a big one like the Taste of Buffalo or the dozens of smaller ones held throughout the summer months. Elizabeth Licata says while festivals bring vibrancy to our community, they do affect the people living in the neighborhoods where they're held.
Well, for example, I live in Allentown, and we've been living in Allentown for 15 years now. And what you learn is, if you live on Franklin between, say, Virginia and Allen, you're not going anywhere with your car in between the hours of, say, 8 o'clock and 6 o'clock on that weekend. Park it somewhere else or walk or just stay there, which is what I do. Is like I look forward to it as an excuse to stay in my neighborhood and enjoy the festival, because I think that's why I chose urban living. But I think for some people, it can be kind of annoying. And then, of course, with all festivals, you have litter, you have people celebrating into the night, and that can be wearing to city residents. But I think it's not a terrible price to pay for the vibrance that these events bring to our community.
Let's take a look at some of the relatively new festivals that you talked about. First, the Taste of Diversity coming up June 28th.
It's called Taste of Diversity because, as you know, Mark, there are a lot of recent immigrant refugee communities have settled in that part of town, and they've opened up businesses. And a lot of these businesses are food businesses, which is greatly to our benefit. So here's your chance to walk up and down Grant Street and taste African food and Indian food and Burmese food and all these wonderful cuisines that we don't even have regular brick-and-mortar restaurants sometimes. They might just be from stands. And so it's a chance to see exactly what kind of community Buffalo has become over just the past 10 years and how our original populations of immigrants, which have been coming to us since the 19th century, have changed over the years to include more and more different communities. And it's enlightening as well as fun.
Then in July, the National Garden Festival. Is this an umbrella for all the local garden tours we've seen in recent years?
Yes, and it's recently, the National Garden Festival is now sort of administered by Garden Walk Buffalo. And that is just wonderful because not only have you all the garden walks, the Lockport Garden Walk, which is in the second weekend of July, I think, and you've got Lancaster Walks and the Williamsville Walks and the South Buffalo Walks, and of course at the end of July, the big Buffalo Garden Walk, which has over 300 gardens. That's not all. You also have every Thursday and Friday, you have open gardens where you can go usually in the early evening, late afternoon, to gardens that might not even be on the walks, and this is your chance to go and look at gardens where there's not too many other people. You're not in a big crowd. Garden Walk Buffalo, especially in Little Summer Street, can sometimes get so crowded and hot that you can barely see anything. One person told me it was like being on the subway with plants.
and do tours from other areas come here to view the gardens?
Yes, absolutely. I'm on Garden Walk, and we're actually asked to keep track of all the zip codes that our visitors come from. And I have had visitors from all over the place, certainly from Canada and from our surrounding states, but also from California, from the Midwest, from England, from all over the place. Buffalo does not have a hotel room available during the Garden Walk weekend.
One of my favorites is the weekend of August 22nd, and it's the Lewiston Jazz Festival. There, you're able to enjoy a glass of wine, sit outdoors, and dig some of the coolest music on earth. I mean, life doesn't get any better than that.
That's a wonderful festival. They bring in headline acts. It's truly a sophisticated adult festival where, yes, you go there, you sit, you have a glass of wine, and you enjoy America's greatest music.
Coming up this week, Thursday, is the Best Of Party. Buffalo Spree's July issue is going to look at the best of Buffalo. And tell me about that.
Yeah, Best of Western New York. This is our ninth actual Best Of, where we have a poll and we also use panelists. We use sort of a combo method to choose our Best Ofs. Yes, it's Thursday at 5:30 at Shays, and you can go to our website, buffalospree.com, to learn more and how to buy tickets if you want to come. And you can get the issue. You can pick up your plaque if you're lucky enough to have won a prize. Or you can just go to it and enjoy hanging out with people and the food that we have. We have about 30 restaurants or so offering some of their best little tidbits. So basically you can just go there and graze and have a few drinks and hang out with your friends and have a great time.
So the Best of Western New York this Thursday at the Shays Performing Arts Center. Elizabeth Licata, editor of Buffalo Spree, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much, Mark. It's always fun.
Mark Scott, WBFO News.